systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to Jam Hole. Today is Monday, February 16th, 2009. Woo! My name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And I'm a bloody fucking mess. Thank you guys so much for checking out episode number 155.
Fucking A.
Tastes good. 155 episodes of this ridiculousness. Over 2 hours each episode, an hour. Wow. That is amazing. I mean, I'm just blown away by this. So, if you guys are listening live, you can type in thejamhole.com/feedback, and you can type shit in that little box, and that will come to us, and we will maybe read it on the show. Or you can give us a call, 406-204-4687. That's live call-in phone number. If you guys, we just started doing a new thing tonight. If you see the Jam Hole 3, or wait, is this 2? 3. The Jam Hole 3 is another camera. That's a little side cam here.
Don't worry about that one.
Well, no, you can actually watch my face as it slowly bleeds out during the show. And then
if you can see it through the big square pixels.
You know what? You don't get to say anything about any of this equipment
just
here.
Just that one. Just that cam. Hey,
can you take a look around here? Mm-hmm. Tell me how much of the stuff you've paid for. Just go ahead and point to whatever you
bought. That's not even the point.
Well, I'm just curious. For
well,
my own period. Oh, no, how much?
None.
Pardon?
None.
Like,
proud to say.
I haven't wasted any money on this dumb bullshit. I actually just come to make fun of your dumb ass every fucking Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
I don't make fun of you hardly ever.
Oh, thank you guys so much for being with us. So, we are actually seriously considering making the trip to New York. Was it April?
New York City.
April 14th, 15th, 16th,
that's
something
like
that.
7 days after my birthday.
So, thejamhole.com/forums, there's a post, there's a topic in there about the New York meetup. If you guys want to go with us, if you're local here, post there. And if you're not, if you want to meet us there, post there. And we'll meet up at all the Keith and the Girl events, but then we'll like make our own little thing and we'll go off and go get arrested or get hookers or whatever it is people do in New York.
Yeah.
We'll go
know,
find Jay-Z and we'll beat the fucking herpes out of him. And then we'll go find Rihanna and we'll beat the fucking Ella out of her. And oh, it'll be great. I'm excited. We'll go find FMOS and we'll fucking have a little rap.
Maybe see what Big L's up to.
Big L's six feet under. He's been dead for about 7 years now.
Did he get shot?
Yes.
God damn it.
Yeah, I know. He was good.
Yeah.
Like, take Big Papa and Tupac. I give a fuck. But fucking Big L? He was Harlem's finest is what
I
heard. Hey, whatever.
WVs, man. I'm over
it. So, holy shit. I hope everybody had a fabulous Valentine's Day.
I had an awesome Valentine's Day.
What'd you get your mom?
Fuck all.
Seriously, what'd you get your mom?
Nothing.
Nothing? What'd you get my mom?
A
heart-shaped box?
Yeah.
It's named In Utero? No, wait. That's the album. Okay.
No, I didn't get your mom anything either.
Really? So, I noticed that somebody around here must have fucked up big. Like,
what
I don't know what they did. Hi. Oh, we have Danny in the chat, too.
Hi.
Real quick, thejamhole.com/Danny, D-A-N-N-I. If you guys want to follow her on Twitter and see all the ridiculousness that happens in her fucking life.
Oh, yeah. I got a lot of it.
And then you can follow thejamhole.com/Twitter, and that's me. And then you can watch as our Twitters, like, intermingle and merge.
argue
and post pictures.
It's almost like a way to spy on them talking kinda to each other now.
Spy
like,
on our statistic relations.
What are they talking about?
Hey, everyone that's following me, thejamhole.com/Twitter, there's a picture of her boobs. And then, like, 5 minutes later, you'll look at hers, and she's like, hey, everyone that's following me, thejamhole.com/Danny, there's a picture of his balls. And it'll be like, oh, it'll be great.
Awesome.
So, no, yeah, I think somebody seriously fucked up, because I went outside on Saturday morning. First of all, I got woken up Saturday. You know what I got woken up by?
pose? I don't know.
The what?
The pose?
What's the
fuzz?
Pose?
The heat?
Oh, the cops?
The 5-0?
Nay, my friend, nay. That would have been nice. That would have been better than this. I got woken up to a fucking text message.
Oh, cool.
But it wasn't just a text message.
Yeah.
It was an MMS message, which for those of you who don't know, that stands for multimedia message, which means it was a fucking picture with a little bit of music behind it.
Yeah.
And do you know what it was?
No.
It was a picture of some fat bitch bent over, like, folded in half, asshole all stained up with shit, and pussy just all big and gross and nasty.
She should take a gander at episode 3.
With some song
get some anal bleaching.
Might have been her. Oh, right, that. I thought you were talking about, what's her name?
We
Peggy.
Can say that,
Peggy.
Too. We can go
but
with
no,
that also.
But no, it was gross. And, like, I wake up, and I'm still half asleep, and it's fucking beeping, and I'm like, oh, it's a text message from Danny's younger gay brother. I wonder what this... Oh, come on, man. I'm half asleep. Just boom, asshole.
Yeah,
shit.
You're like,
just,
I'm up.
So then I go outside. And I just noticed it was exceptionally frigid out. Like, colder than normal. And I'm out there. I'm like, man.
Her, nigger.
Come on, women. It's not all of us. I mean, so one or two of them fucked up. You have to make it fucking 20 below out here now? You fucking... Ice Queen bitches, and then I went back in, and it was fine. But did you have a good Valentine's Day? How was that? How was work?
Yeah, I pulled a double. It was wonderful.
But how was it after work?
What did we do?
I don't remember. No, we came here and
we passed out because we were both out of it.
I know,
we were just
dude.
So fucking tired by the end of the day. We were just like, yeah, fuck this shit. We're done.
When we both worked all day. We started watching Underworld 3 and then
yeah,
we both fell asleep.
We started falling asleep on the couch and we were like, yeah, we're done.
Yeah,
let's
that was fucking
now.
Fantastic. So
it was good though.
Saturday night then, after all of that shit, that's why I was so fucking tired, because it was, like, non-fucking-stop. Did you work Saturday?
Fuck.
How was it up at the other restaurant?
Crazy.
I heard you guys raked it in.
Oh, man. We sold, like, $2,000 of food
Busiest,
in a couple hours.
Which isn't much. You guys are like, oh, $2,000, that's nothing.
But in a couple hours,
for
though.
Something that our friends fucking opened up and started just on their own, that's fucking cool.
Yeah.
And it was packed. There were no more tables
yeah,
until
Yeah, we actually turned a bunch of people away that didn't have reservations.
Yeah, until after 8 o'clock, my brother called, and he's like, what's the number up there? And we kept getting no shit, like, call after call. What's the phone number up there? What's the phone number up there? I'm like, fuck.
But yeah, I had, like, 5 friends go and eat there that night, too.
Really?
Yeah.
It's so awesome. And that's cool that now all these people went there, because now that food is unbelievable.
Oh,
so
yeah, once
you
go eat there, you're going there
You're
again.
Good to go. So I went into town, and I went and ate at Sykes, and I dropped the waitress a $10 bill, because usually I fucking charge stuff there, and, like, there's one waitress when I used to eat there every morning, and she would always wait on me, so every payday I'd come in and give her, like, $5 just mm-hmm. to make up for it.
Cause, right, because you can't tip her when you
Yeah, start. And that sucks. I'm not trying to, like, not tip you at all. I have a job like that. I know what it's like not
Don't
to get
Don't you pay
tipped.
At the register anyway, though?
No, but I charge it. There's no cash being
But
transferred.
When there is cash, isn't it?
There isn't, though. It's huh. And then I get paid, and then
right.
I right. So I dropped her $10, just like, here's a tip. Sucks you're working on Valentine's Day. Not that you probably have a man in your life or anything anyway. It's probably a couple kids or whatever. But here's $10. Go buy some diapers and baby formula and some fucking cigarettes and go get a 40 for yourself. So then I get to work a little bit after that, and the very first delivery, if you guys were following my Twitter on thejamble.com/Twitter, I was kind of following the night with that, but the first fucking delivery, boom, $15 tip. His meal,
wow.
it came up to like $15 or something, and he paid with 40. Or no, it was 25, and he paid with 40, so I got 15 out of it. So and that just seemed like a weird synchronicity, because I had just gave her $10, and now this guy's like, well, hey, here's 10 for that, and here's 5 for you. So
nice.
Like, I made it back, and then some. So
Karma.
That was cool. But, like, all that whole night, I dropped, like, 11 deliveries, and I made $40, a little bit more than $40 in tips.
Damn.
Just in tips.
Yeah,
and
that's
then my
good.
Pay. And then all the free food I ate, because I was a little stoned all night. And I'm just fucking little cheesy garlic bread with spicy sausage and pepperoni breadsticks here, and then some pizza.
Man,
and
I'm glad I didn't get stoned before I went to work on Saturday, because I would have been, oh, God, I would have been so slow, and it was... It's fucking packed.
Yeah, and it was cool. There, I had to deliver to that one fucking tweaker fuck that never tips, and his fucking, there was a fat bitch in there, and she
Did he even tip?
He negative tipped me like 80 cents or some bullshit like that. But for the most part, it seemed weird that, like, all these guys, like, it was mostly male people that were answering the door and paying. Like, maybe some of them were trying to order some nice food and then make it look like they cooked it before their wives got home and shit, so they didn't know. But all these guys were just handing out money. They're like, I'm getting laid tonight. It's the only fucking day a year I get laid. Right. Here's fucking $5.
I just blew, you know, a fucking grand on my girl already. What's another 15 bucks or whatever?
And you got it here quick. You got it here before she got here, so it doesn't look like I'm a lazy fucking scumbag.
Yeah.
Hey, here's $10 on me.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, it was cool. And then, like, today, me and her are out just messing around town and shit, and everybody's, like, right back to the same old fucking,
right.
I hate my life, I hate the person I'm with, everything, I hate my kids, I hate my job, I hate you.
Oh,
and
here's a 50-cent tip just so I can bounce my checkbook.
Yeah, it all
easier.
Went back to normal. It's
yep,
like
it's
everything
like that.
That happened that day is just gone.
Yep.
Like, no more. So, I'm glad we both worked that day. We didn't miss fucking nothing.
Yeah, there's nothing happy about
So, did you enjoy that, that question? I was listening back, and I think that's cool that the dude from Hotcakes called in. And he gave us a question of the week. So what I propose to you guys, us, Hotcakes, and Stereo Radiation, I think every week, because they only do shows once a week, so we'll, whatever. Am I bleeding still?
No, you're 'kay. Good. Your vagina has stopped bleeding, don't worry.
Was that bleeding too?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck me. So I think every week we should all switch off and take turns coming up with a question. They have a voice line. We have one. You can leave the message or email.
Like, what would you rather have
exactly.
to choose from?
And then we'll all take turns discussing it every week. I think, so if you guys want to do that, Capital Z, I don't know if they're in the chat room. Probably not. But yeah, I think that we should start doing that, definitely.
Okay.
Oh, so then Sunday after work, what did we do? You when I first met you, you were like, hey, I'm amazing at pool. Pool, right?
I never
right.
said I was right. amazing. I said I could play.
And you said what? I will beat your ass. And I was like, well, I'm
hey,
all right.
I told you it'd been a while since I played.
Hey,
I
don't,
like, be like,
pardon?
Crap.
Don't play yourself down now that you're on the show
don't
and
make
it's all recording.
Yeah, don't make excuses.
You were probably like, let's go, bitch. I'll kick your ass.
She
what?
Was. I was
that
not
probably
like
exactly
that.
What she did.
Were you there?
I might have been.
Because she's like, hey, any place, anytime, bitch. And she kept calling
I just really
me.
I like to play pool.
She kept calling me a bitch, which made me feel
he
very belittled.
Yeah, it's not. And now she's all, like, trying to play it down.
Right, so,
don't appreciate
so then
it.
I meet her there, and she's chilling in the fucking casino, and she's got her own pool stick, and I roll in with nothing, just good old fucking me.
So one of those cool pool sticks in the case,
it's
you're
like
all screwing it together
It's like
shit.
A $500 stick with fucking
whatever,
skulls and
no
the, name,
big deal.
The names of my opponents I've crushed on it, and fucking names of households I've destroyed and shit. So she's sitting there gambling in the fucking casino in the keno machines, and I'm like, you know, that's such a waste. I would totally rather take fucking quarters, take $5, and go to an arcade and play some game.
Yeah, for sure.
That's gonna be entertaining. This is like fucking, this is like me sitting at home by myself with my iPod Touch and the Magic 8 Ball app going, am I gonna die alone? Yes. Am I, like, that's what I, so I'm sitting there giving her this lecture, and I'm kind of just sitting there tapping the machine and shit, and she hits 3, and she hits 4, and she hits 5, and then she hits 6. $500. Just boom.
Boom.
And I'm sitting there like, how much, how much did you put in? $10? Fuck you, bitch. Let's go buy stuff.
Yeah, but
now.
You know how often that happens?
Yeah, how often does that happen?
Actually, that's the first 6 out of 6 I've hit quite a long time, but I haven't been gambling nearly as much. So
since what?
Since I started hanging out with you.
How come?
Because you keep me occupied.
Oh, okay. So it just, it figures. And I'm not bitching. Like, that's cool.
Yeah.
It just sucks that I'm like, I'm trying to be the good guy being like, hey, there's many other things you should be spending your time. Oh, fuck. Did you just win $500? Well, fuck me then. Never mind.
Let's go spend
it. Was
Let's go have sex. All right.
Yeah. What'd you say? Wait a minute. What? Oh, what's this money? Do you have this much in your pocket? No.
But
okay,
then.
Thank you.
But then we went and played pool and I totally destroyed you 3 games to 1.
Not totally.
No.
Okay.
Okay. The first game I fucking, what? I put the 8 ball in, like 4th shot in. So I was like, and she goes to shoot and she's like, where's the eight ball? Shut up in Iraq, goddamn it. So then we
play. Do you play,
play
it like you got to call what you're
going
to do?
Yeah, like real game. Okay. And she, yeah, about. She's like, do you want to play slop? Like, because I'm not good and she has her own stick. And I'm like, no, let's play real rules. When I beat you, I want this to be fair. And she's like, you can just play slop and you don't have to. No. And you can have ball. No. Fuck you. I'm going to beat you fair.
No handicaps. Just fucking do it.
Yeah, fuck that. She's like, here, I'll play with my right hand. I'm like, what the fuck?
Just fucking play it. Come just, on.
Yeah. So then the second game, I just totally beat her ass. Like, you shot, like, twice.
No.
Yeah, I put half of them in the first shot, and then half of them
No, I really started to suck, and then I had all my balls on the table, and I was like, oh, shit, I'm really losing here. And then I cleaned it up pretty good, and I had, like, two balls left, but then you won anyway. So. Right. No, then I hit the A ball in or some shit.
That was the third game that you lost. So if you really want to get down to brass tacks, I
won. Way to rub it in her face.
Well, you have to. When they do something wrong, you got to rub it in their face and be like, no.
Bad.
No.
Never again.
Oh, fun. So,
kiss my ass.
So then,
well,
wait, do you want to tell them what happened after that? Oh, then we went and got ice cream, and I was running around.
Yeah, we got ice cream. It was amazing. I was like, yes.
I got some beef real quick.
Okay.
You know my
some beef with ice cream?
Some beef with ice cream.
Some beef ice cream?
Some fucking hormone pumped up bovine fucking shit. So, you know how I don't eat like fruits or vegetables or anything? I'm a carnivore.
Right. Like
which
100%.
Means, right. Like no strawberries, no raspberries.
Dude, that shit's awesome.
No blueberries unless
fruit's
it's
good.
Unless it's
fruit.
Skittles. Or Starburst.
Right.
I like ketchup.
The fruit flavored Mentos.
Right.
Those are good.
I like juicy fruit, the gum, Hubba Bubba, and potatoes I like.
And like
ketchup.
Gummy bears.
And gummy bears. Okay. But you get the
belly.
Picture.
And that's his fucking pyramid of food.
Right. It's more of a circle. Yeah. But it's fine because I expend a lot of energy. I need high calorie foods. I can't be wasting my time with this rabbit food bullshit.
Okay.
I gotta go now. This shit. This is my
this
milk.
Shit right here, nigga.
This shit right here. So I really like cheesecake. I love it.
Oh, that shit's amazing.
Baskin Robbins, seasonally, for some stupid fucking reason, they have a cheesecake ice cream, and it's the fucking greatest thing ever.
Cheesecake ice cream?
You get one scoop of pumpkin pie ice cream and two scoops of cheesecake ice cream, and it's like a little bowl of Thanksgiving goodness without all the fucking murdering Indians and
right,
shit.
And
right.
The corn and
right, and
bullshit.
The scurvy and
yeah.
The seasickness they had. Right, and the inbreeding. Okay. And the black and white. Okay. So, I really want this. Of course, it's fucking midnight or 11 or whatever, and fucking Baskin Robbins is closed.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, we'll go to the store, we'll get some ice cream, and we'll go home, and we'll fucking watch the rest of Underworld and eat ice cream. I go there, and I'm looking, and I see raspberry cheesecake ice cream. I see blueberry cheesecake ice cream. I see strawberry cheesecake ice cream. I see strawberry chocolate cheesecake ice cream. There's no fucking just plain cheesecake ice cream. What the fuck? Do you know? I thought maybe I was going crazy. I'm looking and I'm moving shit around. Like somebody hit it. That's all.
Like,
it's
is there
fine.
Any cheesecake flavored cheesecake?
So she's like,
no.
Fuck. 20 minutes, 30 minutes later, can we please fucking go? You're like a child because I'm wandering back and forth. Like, you know, when you're at home and you're hungry and you open the fridge and there's nothing in it and you close it.
And then like, you're like, wait 2 minutes. Open it again.
You come back and you're like, huh. All right.
Oh,
same
stuff.
I'm doing that.
Thing all over the aisle. It was hilarious.
I know, and there's people there, like this fucking older couple, and I'm like, what the fuck, this fucking shit, and I'm like, fogging up the windows and drawing little dicks, and I'm just pissed, and I just want plain. So she's like, dude, just go get a fucking cheesecake, get some fucking ice cream, and we'll make it when we get home. And I'm like, no! That is not the fucking same. I want it, and I don't want to have to do that.
Because
I'm just going to eat the cheesecake, I'm going to eat the ice cream, and I'm going to spit
all
it all out.
That's all inconvenient shit.
And I'm going to be like, fuck this. I'm done. So, what I end
it's
up
not
getting,
the same.
Yeah, it's not. So, I found cheesecake chocolate bites, which was just plain. So, I got those, and then I got some fucking ice cream. But can somebody do me a solid and just make some of that shit? Like, call Ben, call Jerry, call those fuckers up, and be like, hey, Matt needs cheesecake and ice cream, and that's it. None of this other faggot bullshit. It just fucking up my palate. I don't need that, because I'll throw up. I will throw up. Villa Chick says, poor Matt's inner fat kid. Yeah! I'm pissed.
It used to,
It used to be an outer fat kid. Make the jokes. Yeah. I got time. It's fine. I got a minute. That's whatever. Good.
You can lose the outer fat kid, but the inner fat kid stays within.
That's
forever.
Fine. I did. I totally stomped around the store, and I was like, I'm like slamming doors like it's going to make the raspberries magically.
I wandered around the store for like another 10 minutes. He's still in the same fucking aisle wandering around looking at the damn thing like...
Just getting pissed.
Good thing you don't have any kids, because you have one now.
It was like a child.
I'm talking about you.
Yeah, I'm keeping an eye on who else the fuck is going to watch him. Pull him out of the store. Jesus Christ.
But haven't you guys been there? Like, you want... There's just one thing.
Yeah, you just want that one fucking thing. Hey. Is it that hard? Like, this is... Just do me this one thing.
One thing in life.
Just settle.
Just one thing in life. I settle daily. Just give me what I fucking
want.
Give
me my fucking cheesecake ice cream.
That's all.
That's all.
I like butter pecan.
Ben,
they carry mine.
Ben, Jerry, just for me, okay? For me. Will you do that? I will eat Ben and Jerry's cheesecake ice cream on this show every Monday, Wednesday, Friday till our last episode when I kill him and myself. I will eat that shit with a big giant sign that says, I love this shit, if you do that for me. Just, that's all. So then...
And then...
Then what happened, guys? Who was following the Twitter? Who knows what happened next? So then we're eating and we're chilling here and we start doing our thing and it moves into the bedroom and we're fucking doing it and my back's all fucking clawed to shit and so is hers and we do it and I fucking finish and I pull it out and I'm like, BAM! Oh!
The emerald?
Yeah, the fucking Spider-Man. Oh, man.
The emerald's good because she's a cook, so she knows.
Right.
But the emerald, you got to come in your hand to go bam.
When you say
face.
That, all I can think of is Sonic the Hedgehog in Emerald City or whatever that place
really?
Was. That's all. I'm God. Sorry. I don't even know what the fuck you're talking
the
about.
The chef.
So, before I started this show, there was this girl named Donna I was hanging out with. And I just, this is going to come into play later, but I just want to tell you guys this real quick. And, like, I worked with her boyfriend a long time ago, and they had a kid, and he died, and she has the kid, and she's really, like, hung up on him, but I didn't know any of this at the time, because I delivered food to her at a casino and got her number, and that was that. And we go to Hot Springs one night, and before that, like, she was drunk, and we kissed, and then, like, I kind of hung out with her a little bit since then. Then we went to Hot Springs, and it was a huge fucking disaster, and I hadn't seen her since. And she's talking and telling me about this chick named Donna and your friends. And I'm like, holy shit, I fucking know her. So that's besides
the point. Of
course
you fucking do.
Right. Donna, her name's Danny. Her real name, that's fine. It's all kind of the same thing. So when we're at the bar, our friend Moose comes walking in and he sees
Moose.
Me. Yeah, Moose. And I'm like, what's up, dude? And he's like, what's up? And I'm like, hey, this is my friend Donna. And she fucking looked.
Really?
And it was so, like, it was such a Freudian slip.
You're just like, what the fuck just happened?
I got the fucking, it got cold in there. I had You're to put, like, I was like, burr, dude.
I need to put my jam on.
Yeah, dude. And she's like, what the fuck? Because you weren't very good friends with her, apparently.
We were back when we were in
school. Viola Chick
stuff,
says another bottle of beer.
Yeah, nice,
another
guys.
Bottle of beer.
What? Okay,
another
yes.
Another bottle of beer.
Yes, another bottle of beer.
Basically.
A very stale and frothy bottle. Yeah. Right. So
it's
she's
been
like,
passed around many
what a
times.
Whore. You never fucked her, this and that. And I'm like, nope, never got that far. I saw her just run around naked and get chased by this dude that was also running around naked.
No
and
big
I was
deal.
Just sitting there. And they were all drinking, and I read the fucking physics book I had with me at the time. It was the geekiest
cool.
fucking shit, and I
that
got in the hot tub when they were not... Yeah, it was dumb. It was cool. So, and then I call her that, and she just, like, explodes. So, we're back home and shit, and we do our thing, and she's like, I'm done, and she's like, you know... If you really want to make me come, you could do this for about 15 or 20 minutes straight. And I'm like... Really? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, all right, let's fucking do it. Like, so fucking like 20 minutes later, she's like, if you want to stop and take a rest, that's fine. If your face is getting numb or anything, I'm like, oh, it's fine. Fucking drooling.
Fucking you're just rubbing your face in it.
I'm like, you got to tell me when you're good. And you're like, oh, I'll fucking tell you because I'll tell you not to fucking stop. When I say don't stop, get it, don't stop. Then you know that I'm fucking getting there. We're pulling into fucking Penn Station. and we're about to unload. So another fucking, what, like 5 or 10 minutes after that?
Something like that, yeah.
The whole ordeal, ordeal was about fucking like half hour.
I said don't stop, and he didn't.
I didn't, huh? And what happened? What happened? Who came? Who came? This girl right here! Woo!
Fucking, yeah, he's totally.
If it wasn't midnight right now.
It's about fucking time, is what I'm trying to say. I mean, seriously.
Really?
Really? Yeah, well.
After this, I'm like, you know, the longer we're together, the more we'll get to know what each other likes and stuff. You can't just be like the first night, hi, my name's Matt. Oh, did you just come? Like, it doesn't work that way. I mean, it used to back when I was in high school and I was just a fucking pimp, but it doesn't anymore, you know? You get old, things start to get kind of stiff in all the wrong places, and you're, you know, it just, that's what happens. It's understandable.
Just get worn out, you know.
But yes, finally, how long have we been not together for?
We've been not together.
You haven't been together.
Three, 4 weeks, Braden?
Almost a month now, huh?
Yeah. Almost finally. Finally.
Oh, so cheers to me.
It was wonderful, though. But then really surprised. I'm glad he devoted to stay on it. And
I know.
I'm going to do this.
Man, if people say Matt never finishes anything.
Follow through.
I know, right?
Follow through.
I was on a mission.
The two things Matt has follow through on right there.
I know. Making you come in this fucking show. Dude, I'm on it. Like the Blues Brothers on a mission from God and shit. Just fucking in it. So then, like, right as she's coming, I'm like hard again. I'm like, hey, all right. So I fucking hop back on her while she's coming, and we go for like another fucking hour, and I'm like, dude, I want to come, but I'm so tired. And she's like,
my shit hurts, get off of me.
She pretty much just pushed
go away. Fuck.
Oh man. So, congratulations to both of us. Now, man.
We're now better not together than we were before.
Right? That's great. Oh, goodness gracious. So, fuck. What else do we do? Oh, then Monday morning, this morning, check this shit out. You know how it just snowed, right, last night? And it's probably still snowing just a little bit now. So, I get to work. About 10 minutes late, no big deal.
Whatever.
Right, that's fine. Woke up at 8, got there. And it's snowing. I load up my truck, and I'm in Lakeside today, so it's a small route. So I load my truck halfway full. And I go to leave, and I'm, like, sliding around corners and shit, just having fun in the truck because it doesn't have all that weight in it, so it slides a lot more. And I come through the outlying parking lot, and there's a hotel, and it's, like, a parking lot and then a street that's right here. And I fucking slide around one corner. And I slide around the second corner because there's islands there.
Fucking Tokyo Drift.
I'm totally Tokyo Drift. I'm like Fast and Furiously just busting this shit. Like, just so graceful. Like, if you would have seen it from up top, it would have looked like the most graceful figure eights ever. In this fucking Chevy 2500 HD extended fucking, like, bam, dude. Like, fucking pulling out mad long dick on her. Just boom. Sliding around these islands, and I come to the last fucking one, and I fucking start sliding, and here comes this huge fucking truck.
Yes.
Down the street that I'm about to fucking roll up
drift
in.
Into.
Truck, fucking trailer with a fucking big old caterpillar fucking, you know what I'm talking about? The big tractor thing.
Right, on it.
On it, just fucking rolling by, like, not very fast, and I'm sliding, and I'm like, foot on the brake, about to throw it in reverse, just fucking sliding. And I came, no shit. Like, I continued to move as they passed, and I, like, clipped them by, like,
really
3 inches, and I 3 inches, and I would have hit them. Like,
wow.
Dude, it
so
was
close.
It was clockwork, dude. Right as his the
that
trailer
was luck, right
bumper
there.
Passed, I was right there, dude. And there, like, my face, I just had my shades on because sun never sets on a badass, right?
Right. I know what you mean.
You know what I mean. And it, oh my god, dude, I about freaked the fuck out. I was just, as it's happening, like, I'm just sliding and they're going slow, so it's all slow-mo to me, and I'm just I'm like reaching for my phone, about to call my boss to tell him I just got in an accident, dude. Like
before it
as it's, oh man,
I'm getting in an accident right.
Right. Oh fuck.
Okay, there it is.
Like I'm sending Danny a message. It's like I-L-I. Oh fuck.
Oh, fuck.
And that's a callback. Fantastic. But yeah, I seriously, like, all jokes aside, I almost fucked my truck up bad today.
That's
and
just,
I've never
you fucking screw around too you much.
You screwing around.
You really do, man.
I do. So then, oh god, this was awesome. Also, if you guys were following thejamhole.com/Twitter, I go out to Lakeside, and that's where, if you guys remember, our good friend Rod. Remember the guy that was calling and leaving yep. nasty messages, and then we called him
Hot
on the
Rod.
Show? That Rod. I go out there, and I run up the stairs with one jug, and mm-hmm. they have two empty ones. And they're, like, looking. She's there, and the other lady that works in the office, like the girl that is his ex, his baby mama.
Wait, a place you're delivering to?
Right, that's okay. where I met her, remember?
Right,
okay,
right.
So
her work?
The baby mama's there, the girl I was talking to, and then the other lady that works there.
Uh-huh.
And they're both at the window, and I'm like, I thought they were, like, watching me. I'm like, did I almost fall or something? Because that's happened, you know, and then people are like, ha-ha-ha. Right. And they're like, don't you see Rod? He's out there. I'm like, nah, really?
He's like totally
and they're like,
stalking your ass?
They're like, he's been out there for like 15 minutes, and he's just, there's the gray fucking Toyota truck with the penguin seat covers all primered out, sitting at this stop
Whoa.
Sign, and I didn't even notice it. Like,
wow,
it,
how could you not? Because you know what is
I
called.
Know, but I figured like that
you just
was,
totally forgot about
he was
it.
Done.
Yeah.
There's no way he would ever
want
to. You
just completely put him out of mind.
Right, he hasn't called, he hasn't
right.
texted me.
You were all cool at the end,
that
kind
was,
of?
Yeah, like,
okay,
we were,
seriously, could you, like, have your friends stop calling me now?
Right, like, seriously, can
like,
you
seriously?
Have all the gay Latinos
get,
stop calling me now?
Can you get that
now?
Craigslist ad off
right.
there, please?
So,
appreciate it.
I'm like, no fucking way. They're like, dude, you should wave at him when you leave. And I'm like, should I blow him a kiss as I'm walking down
yes.
the stairs? And they're like, the one lady's like, yeah, yeah, do it. And, but the girl is like, no, please
no.
don't, Matt, please don't. Please don't
Come
start
on.
Anything. I'm like,
he's
I,
already
I just,
following you. He
I just
started.
Walked down the stairs and I kind of like glance over, but I pretend like I didn't see him. So
right.
I want to see what he's gonna do if he knows I know
if
he's
gonna
there,
follow
or,
you.
Right.
Or something.
So I get in the truck and I fucking back out and I pull out onto the street and I go by and he fucking pulls out.
Yes, follows
and
you.
He's in back of me and I'm like, all right, well, let's see. So I fucking go and we start going up the highway and shit. And there's. Somehow, I don't know if there was like a stoplight or something, but there ended up being a car, like me and then a car and then him. Like, I think they pulled out before he did or something. So he's like one car in back of me. So I get up ahead of him a ways and my next stop is like right there. So I'm like, fuck it. I'm not going to go there because it's kind of a dead end and there's a bunch of houses there. And if this happens, I don't
right.
want it to be
this
near
anything. This is not a good
anything,
place.
Right?
Yeah, you don't want it
this
with
needs
a bunch
to
of people around.
Out in the middle of nowhere yeah. where I can dig a hole real quick.
You should just drive out in the middle of nowhere and stop
right. well,
and get out.
Okay, so...
Continue.
So the stop after that is our friend Jessie, the girl that was here a while ago,
yeah.
Jessica.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Her house is way out there, and she's the neighbor of one of the guys I deliver to.
Uh-huh.
And it's a long dirt road up there. So I start
Have
going.
Have him follow you all the way.
So I start going, and as before I get to the turn, like I still kind of see him, like a car in back of me, I send him a text message because I still have him in my phone.
Yeah.
So I'm like, is there any particular reason you're following me? Send.
Oh.
And I'm driving along. I'm driving along, and I see him, and I see the turn, and I'm like, should I just keep going? I'm like, no, fuck it. Let's see if he follows me, because I know these roads back
yeah.
here. And right where her house is, it's just field and forest. So if something, you
Easy
know.
Easy place.
Exactly.
Good
so
place.
I turn up there, and I go down the dirt road and up. So I'm at the top of this hill, and I can see the whole thing. I can see the uh-huh. highway and everything. And I see him just totally go by. And I'm like, he had to have seen me turn in here, because I wasn't. Blinded, you know, like,
but
he
got
see
your
me.
Text, so he stopped following.
Right,
him.
So after,
so you
like,
need to follow him.
So I sit there. I should have no, like, so I sit there, and I roll up a smoke, and I'm just chilling. And I'm like, he sends me a text back, and he's like, just on my way to work. And I'm like, you live in Columbia Falls, you work at Costco, which is on the other side of the fucking
valley.
Where
were you again?
Lakeside?
Fuck.
Right.
Like, that's like a totally different town.
Nowhere near Costco.
20 miles out in the opposite direction.
Past Costco.
Yeah.
His house, Costco, where I'm at. Right. Way the fuck
out
of
here. Yeah, he's like,
right.
Yeah.
So, he sends me that. He's like, no, I'm just going to work. So I send him a message. I'm like, oh, I just found it an odd coincidence that you're nowhere near where you fucking work
or
at.
Or live.
And that you ended up leaving that stop sign that you were sitting at for 15 minutes right as I happened to just pull out. And then he's like, nope. That's all he said. Nope, dot, dot, dot. I'm like, all right, friend. Well, have a great day, smiley face.
Yes.
And he's like, you too, dot, dot, dot.
That's awesome.
So then I text the girl, and I'm like, yeah, he was kind of following me, but I sent him a message letting him know I saw him, and he just said he was going to work. And I'm like, so does he know that we haven't really talked since that happened and that I have a girlfriend? I told her girlfriend, even though she's not. But I was like, I have a girlfriend now. Like, what's he doing? And she's like, I don't know. And I'm like, so is everything cool? Like, is
dude, are you cool?
Hey, are you cool?
Are you cool, dude?
Because are you cool?
I'm cool as
fuck. Hey, the question is, are you cool? And she's like, yeah, we've been going to counseling together. And I'm like, really?
Wait, what?
After all of this shit.
Her and Rod?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, I don't know. It might not be, like, couples thing. It might be for his anger.
Hey,
and
he doesn't beat me, and he doesn't cheat on me.
Perfect. He does stalk me a little, and he makes threats to people who have male names that he finds in my phone.
Hey, who's perfect?
Who doesn't, right?
No, we're not perfect here.
Hey, if I had a nickel for every threat I've made.
I know.
I mean, fuck.
If I had a nickel for every time I, you know, check the phone for a number of
I know, if I had a nickel for every message I got from this clone SIM card I stole out of my girlfriend's phone, oh man, we'd be on our way to New York,
We'd
right?
be in New York, we'd be in Amsterdam, actually.
Yeah, so I just thought that was kind of funny. It was just weird, because I had not even thought about, like, that whole
totally
situation.
Forgot.
Like, it's, to me, it's just an episode of the show. And,
yeah,
you know,
and once
you
it's recorded, it's gone.
Exactly. Ask me what we talked about fucking Friday or Wednesday.
Yeah,
I could not fucking tell you.
I can't either.
So I just thought it was kind of weird. So I'm kind of interested to see if next time if he's going to be sitting there again now that he knows
when
what
you deliver
my,
there again?
Right. Now that he knows what my truck looks like.
Right.
Now he kind of saw me. So I'm kind of thinking maybe want
to. Is that the first time he's seen you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Unless he saw my picture online or something. But I blocked his Facebook and MySpace, so I don't know. But there's pictures. I mean, Google the jam hole.
Yeah.
My name's all over that shit. But oh, and the other thing that was funny, remember when that shit was all happening? And you were like,
when he was.
Right. And you were like,
you
isn't the jam hole in my name? I did a Whois on it the other day after that happened. I just remembered this. Guess whose name it is in?
Who's?
Mike's.
Really?
Up in Whitefish. Could you imagine if he knew enough to who is that shit and he found Mike's address and went to Mike's house?
I can't imagine him knocking on the door and Mike answering.
No, dude.
Syringe still in arm.
Can I
What do you want?
Mike's cool, though. All right. Well, that was that. So, hey. How have you been?
Still sick.
You are still sick, and I'm still fighting it the fuck off.
Fucking fighting
it. It's amazing
that
she hasn't
like
got it.
I know. Her
I got
brother,
it good for like a week or
your
something.
Brother,
now, so.
Your brother had it, and then you got it.
And my dad has it.
Right. And I
people
was,
at work have it.
I
haven't gotten sick either. My mom's sick, and David, who I work
right.
with, is sick.
I was sharing salvia pipe with your brother, and I've been kissing you for the past, like, 2 weeks straight, and I still, like, my throat's kind of not happy, but I don't have it as bad as you.
Right, he's got the sore throat,
but, like,
messed up nose.
Inside my body, I just feel, like, you know Stickman War on our screensavers?
Uh-huh.
That's what it's like in my body
right
now.
This little white blood cells beating
war.
Off the virus.
I know,
like,
every
my
night,
ass.
Every night I go to bed and I'm like, kill the virus, like, just
right.
fucking focus. Like, I drink focus, and then I drink defense, and then I drink +5 strength.
Right.
And then I just fucking, I'm like, do
of
it. Do it to it. And it just, I feel it, man. I'm like,
I can't stand being sick anymore. I'm about done with this shit.
Yeah, but then, see, then the other thing I told her, I'm like, well, you're not going to go to the doctor, so if I do get it, I'll go to the doctor and get the fucking medicine for whatever we have, and then we'll both get better. Because this passing it back and forth shit's bullshit. We're going to keep this strain of whatever we have alive for the rest of our
just
lives.
Just back and forth.
Maybe.
Our fucking sickness is going to be like 8 years old and
sickness.
Getting ready to
down
go
down with the sickness.
Yeah, it's like going to school and shit. We're like, oh, look at our little fucking virus. How cute. Keep coughing. Good. Hey, how you doing? Hey, are you cool?
Go fuck yourself.
Are you cool?
I'm great. Yeah, I'm cool. Are you cool?
Oh, you sound cool.
I'm cool.
Are you sure?
I am sure.
Are you hella cool?
Cool's
hey, how's that scratch doing? Is it cool?
Yeah, I don't know. Am okay? I bleeding still?
No, it's all stitches.
For those of you listening to the podcast version of this, what they're talking about is we went outside to have a smoke, and the cat went outside, not outside, but in the mudroom and on the window. So I reach over the mountain bike and grab her kind of like this, and she just latched onto my face. I had to pull her nail up and out of my cheek so it didn't just rip it more.
Yeah.
And then I started bleeding everywhere, so fuck me. But it was good. It was worth it. Oh, we got
just looks like you're breaking out in this one spot.
Oh, that's herpes. Don't worry about that. Right. I wouldn't worry about that little guy right there. I
noticed, little guy?
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about that little guy.
Yeah, just take a hit of that and pass that over, please.
I noticed you're still wearing the necklace I got you, like, a week ago. No, when was that? Friday?
Yeah, Friday.
3 days now?
Day before V-Day.
So what's it like now that you're kind of being a little more girly? You go to work and all these guys, like, do they give you shit? Like, if you were a dude and you're
see,
like...
See, I'm not girly at work. That's the thing you don't notice. Is like,
but you're wearing
a
heart
around you.
You're
that
wearing...
sits in my shirt.
They don't see it?
They don't see that.
You're telling me that you didn't go there and be like, look what he got me, guys.
To a couple people, sure.
So
but,
not to the cooks, so
but
instead of...
But you know
of...
what? Still, they don't see me like that. They just don't. They just see me as a dude with a pair
so
of tits.
I think that's what those people at Anna's when you pick me up saw
on,
you guys ask too when you were making
probably.
It.
Probably.
So do they awesome. Think I'm gay then? Or like,
no.
If
I
they
mean,
see you as a dude, I'm the dude fucking
well, they
you.
Don't
is
see
this...
me as a dude. They just know that, you know, I'm a chick, but I can handle my own and I can take a lot of shit and dish it out as well.
Right.
So they, you know, they
right, you're
me
a chick,
they
but you're like another one of the guys.
Yeah, they accept me as one of their own. It's cool. You know,
that's
I don't
cool.
Mind.
I was and, just like, thinking, like, after that all happened, instead of, like, going back to the cooks, you'd just go up to the front to the waitresses and be like,
no.
Look, and they'd be like, oh,
no,
my
I
God,
didn't go
no.
up to the waitresses. There's no way. I don't talk. There's a couple that I talk to, but I'm not going to, like, go out and, like, hey, use the little intercom thing. Hey, all servers, come back to the expo line. Check this out. I'm not like that. No. Too much of them scares me, and I will run away and cry in a little corner.
They're like the stereotypical, like Perkins hoes, Applebee's
yep.
hoes.
All the same hoes.
All the same shit.
It's all the same tricks and hoes.
Everywhere I go, I see the same hoe. Mm-hmm. Ho.
Nobody sees me. It's wonderful.
That's good. So are you good? Are you happy?
I'm good. I'm happy.
Better?
I'm happy with you.
Okay, cool. Just want to make sure. Hey.
Jeez, I don't think I've ever heard that before.
Hey, do you still...
I'm happy with you?
I know. Well, that's why I want to say, can we get this recorded? So
yeah,
say,
it's...
Do you like me still?
I still like you.
Woo!
How long has it been again?
I know, like,
a month.
That's a record
so far.
And
I still like you.
But see, she doesn't have, I don't have, like, my ex-girlfriend calling her fucking sister being like, let me tell you about this motherfucker. Like, you don't know anybody, so it's great. We go out and...
She just gotta listen through all the past episodes.
Yeah, let's not do that. Yeah, we're already taking bets. Burger says 3 months. You said that for the last one. Then again, he did win, so fuck me.
We'll see.
But see, she doesn't have any kids, and that's what fucked up the last one. That and she's not as crazy. I like your crazy. Her crazy was kind of like... annoying and naggy.
In all ways.
Right.
Like a
constant. No, she wasn't that bad. She was cool. She just wasn't for me. But the bio's for me and that camera's for me. But see, she didn't pay for those, so it's all good.
Yeah.
See, I don't feel bad
Burger
about
says,
it.
Okay, 4 months.
Okay. Yeah, you gotta give it till at least after the stand-up show, because she really wants to go to New York
right,
with us.
So she's at least gonna stick with them until
right.
that's
and
over.
She is a girl, you guys gotta remember, so she is kind of an attention whore, so this camera, microphone, this is her shit, man. She's like, I'm in the spotlight. Finally, Broadway.
And that just swept all the other girls right off their feet.
I know, right?
That you do a podcast? Cool,
and
dude.
And that's the thing. Like, I was thinking of not telling her. Just, like, remember, you're like, dude, maybe you should just
maybe
not tell
ruining.
The next girl.
Yeah, and see what happens.
Right.
Viola says she doesn't have crazy eyes, so it has 6 months potential.
Nice, guys.
So that's
half a year. That's
I know. And I was like, if you want to fuck other people, go ahead. Just don't lie to me about it. Like, what more could you possibly want? I do your laundry. I make you come. Now I can add that to the repertoire. I fucking buy you shit. You bought me some shit, but that's cool.
Yeah.
So. You're going to buy me an iPod Touch tomorrow, so that's cool.
Am All I? Right.
Yes, you are. TheJamHole.com/donate. Get us to New York. New York! I'm so excited for that.
That's pretty cool.
It's
going to
be great.
Hey, never mind.
Shazam says, I think she can see through Matt's lameness. She doesn't suck dick. Not yet. It's because I haven't really asked her to. I don't mind.
He just
have I asked
really
you to, though? Seriously?
No, you've not asked me.
Have I crammed it down your fucking throat? No. See, if this was me like 10 years ago, you would have been like, oh, what the fuck, and why are those cameras in my face? You would have been a star, darling, a star. I'm going to be on Broadway. I'm going to be a big star, see? One day, you'll
see.
It'd
be like that one episode with the blowjobs all sped up.
Yeah, fucking sped up blowjobs.com. Okay, well,
it reminds me of how Britney Spears talks on that South Park episode.
Yeah. Did you do this?
Do what?
Pack this?
Yeah.
Can you suck through that?
Let me try.
Excuse my face. Hold on, we gotta pause for this small chronic break. Can you?
No.
And why is that?
Because I packed it too tight.
Because whose weed is, I mean, whose salvia is it? Whoa. Whose shit is that? Not yours, so fuck it. I'm surprised you didn't throw the whole fucking thing in there.
No, it's not that.
How much did you put in your pocket, skis?
None at all,
hey,
actually.
Don't lie to me.
No, I just packed it tight.
Did I tell you about today?
What?
Today, I received a box in the mail from my mom, which I assumed was a care package. Now, we all know what happens when we assume, right, guys? Is that better? No.
But it's not even, it's not even clogged.
I got
it.
I'll be back.
I will have it. Don't worry.
So my mom sent a care package, or something I assumed was a care package. You know what it was, Braden?
No.
It was a scale to encourage me to lose weight. Fuck my life and fuck my mom.
Dude, it's clogged because there's a fucking chunk of resin in there.
Oh, salvia resin? Braden, okay, I'm just, hold on, guys, we gotta wait for this, sorry. Look, I'm losing more pages in my notebook. Fucking A, man, this isn't complicated shit. Look, we can stream live audio and video from four fucking computers onto the internet, but you can't load a fucking bowl?
Hey, this is totally different.
Are you kidding? You can hear her laughing in the bathroom.
I fucking love her.
That's so great. Hey, shut it. Hey. My toilet seat's cold.
All right, hit that now.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Fuck me. Today I tried to get stoned with my friends. The bowl was clogged. Fuck my life. Go. All systems go. All right. So what are we doing?
Some fuck my life.
Oh, right. Fuck my life. I forgot. Pubes? Shazam
pubes?
Says, this is great for a podcast. Sorry, guys. Fuck.
You won't have to hear it again.
It's his fault.
Whatever. It's your fault for making such a big deal about it.
I just wanted to smoke.
Smoke? Sorry. I make things so difficult for you sometimes.
You do, you know? And sometimes I'm just kind of sick of it. Okay, is everyone back? Are we good?
I'm good, I'm back.
Fuck, we almost got 20 people. Rock on, rock
Sweet.
On. TheJamHole.com/donate. We got shirts, 2 for fucking $20. $10 a piece. You can't beat that with a stick. Today, I decided, Braden, you know what I did today?
What'd you do?
After work, I decided to watch some porn before bed. That didn't work. The lights were off and my roommate was already asleep behind me, huh?
Hey, really?
That's cool. Hey, we jerk off. It's not a big deal.
Whatevs.
Hey, just a couple of dudes. J-O.
Just
looking for
No gay stuff.
Just looking for a straight up bro.
Just looking for a bro to J-O next to.
That's all, man. I just want a J-O.
And maybe if we're feeling a little, you know.
Yeah, hey, who knows?
Just see where it goes.
Mustache
we
rides.
Can, maybe J-O each other, but no gay shit.
No gay shit.
Seriously.
Gay
shit.
Bears to the front of the line.
Yeah.
I love that shit. The lights were off and my roommate was already asleep behind me. I put on my noise-canceling headphones and turned up the volume all the way. After a few strokes, one, two, three, my roommate got up and plugged in the headphones for me. Fuck my life.
Oh my god, that sucks.
I do that sometimes in my truck because I listen to some pretty subjective material.
Yeah, like distorted
Sextastic view. Cum farts. And I have a CB. It's an FM transmitter, so I can talk to Bass and all the other trucks. Mm-hmm. And Bass is at the office where customers come in.
Right.
And one time, a long time ago, it's before I had this little clippy thing that I set it in, it would push... Whoa. It would push
Don't
the button.
Drop that.
I almost did. It would push the button sometimes, and I wouldn't know it.
Oh, like just from it resting
right.
on the thing?
Or like my cigarette tin would fall out and hit the button.
And it just hold it down.
And it would just play whatever I was... So ever
you
since...
You can hear you talking
to
yourself.
You can. Totally. So ever since that happened, like, I'm really careful not to put anything anywhere near where my fucking CB clicky thing is.
Yeah, good idea.
But that's totally what that reminds me of. Like, every time I turn on any kind of podcast, I always look down at it and make sure I can see the button and it's not pushed down. It's like I know nothing's near it, but right. now it's a habit.
You just gotta make sure.
Yeah, or when I'm here and I'll start to like do some editing or something and I have it plugged in and it's turned up really loud, like mm-hmm. I'll always lift up the headphones to see if you can hear it out here, like just out of habit and shit. You don't want certain things just blasting away, you know?
No,
like,
you gotta keep some stuff behind closed doors.
So I know what that means. Today, I was complaining to my mom about how my sister looked like a Barbie doll next to me. Like, here's me, my sister. Mm-hmm. She's a Barbie doll. I'm a Ken doll.
No big deal.
No big deal at all.
I'm the handicapped Ken doll.
Right. I'm the Jen doll. It's okay.
The Down syndrome Ken doll. Because you know how they were going crazy all... Oh, the different kinds of fucking dolls.
Hollywood Beach Bar.
Trying to be... Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous.
I know. So, I was saying how, you know, she's so tan and her hair looked awesome next to mine. She paused for a while and then said, well, you're pretty on the inside. Fuck my life.
Ouch.
And fuck my sister.
You can't see the
Ouch.
Inside.
You can if you're inside out, boy.
Ah!
Yeah, Nickelodeon, all right.
That's a good show.
Have you ever flipped the swing over...
No.
I got pretty close a few times, man. Like, when you're up there, like, I was
I've gotten, like, more than, like, completely...
Right,
you
get vertical to it, you'd see the bar.
You're, like,
and
three quarters,
you're like,
start
freaking
out. You're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, dude, fuck that shit. And then we used to jump off it, like, right at... Oh, man. Kids used to break their legs doing
Last
that.
Last time I swung on a swing set, I was tripping balls on mushrooms. That's intense. Trying to swing. And I was actually trying to do that, too. I was trying to swing as high as I
fucking
could.
Fucking retard.
That's so awesome. Today, in the middle of dinner, I went to rest my chin on my hand, missed, and stuck the straw from my drink straight up my nose.
Oh.
My nose bled all over the table. He hasn't called me since. Fuck my life.
That's awesome. That sounds like something I would do.
I'm just picturing that one fucking Deuce Bigelow movie where he's dating the narcoleptic and her hair like almost goes in the soup, but her hair's holding her back. And she's like, just straw. Oh, man, that would hurt, dude.
Yeah.
Today I had to call my mom and tell her about the insurance claim that is going to be coming through in the mail in the next couple of weeks. I spent the night in the hospital. Anyone want to take a shot in the dark why this chick spent the night in the hospital?
Fuck, read the first part again.
It's just I had to call my mom to tell her about the insurance claim.
Insurance claim.
Well, it turns out I'm allergic to lube. Fuck my life.
Oh my god, that's
awful.
Hey, next time, no lube, okay? Yeah. Or use like, what's that shit, that cooking oil? Canola oil.
Oh, canola oil. Oh yeah. That's awful.
Just like, hey, why does your pussy look like a... pizza, just some acne, and... Oh, that's grease.
You better off just using a little bit of spit. Something wrong with a little spit.
Or tears?
Yeah.
You're a chick.
Blood? Depending.
You're a chick?
Yeah.
You have them.
You got plenty of
that. I know. That's... God, just look at old pictures or something.
Seriously.
Today, I finally gave the guy I was with for over a year a blowjob. Over a year. You want to know how this is probably going to end? Not good for the girl.
No.
Not, you know who's the girl? You may think me, but no. It is you. Right after he tells me, quote, I don't want a girlfriend. Huh. But I want you to be my best friend. Fuck my life. After a year, you're with a dude. You finally suck his dick, and then he's like, I don't want a girlfriend, but you can be my best friend.
It's because he just finally found out how awful she is.
He's like, oh, God, you really like, suck at this
then,
bad?
Hey,
you know, I'm done.
You were right. We totally shouldn't be boyfriend, girlfriend. Let's just be not boyfriend, girlfriend. You can just not give me any more blowjobs, because that was horrible.
Yeah, like, are you fucking teething? What's going
on? Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
Don't chew on that.
Seriously.
Holy shit.
That's so, I don't know. That's the only way I think a girl could honestly be so bad at a blowjob that I won't come after long enough, at least.
Honestly,
or she's
though.
Just chewing
like,
on it,
as
like
long
jerky.
As there's no teeth and she does it long enough, no matter how bad she is,
hey,
I'll come eventually.
It's going to happen.
Truth be told. Sometimes I've been known to be like, hey, can you just chew on that
no
for a minute?
Chew, maybe a little.
Seriously, like, no, not
no.
really, not
no
like,
way.
Don't.
A little teeth
mean,
is not going to be horrible.
Don't gnaw on it. It's not a piece of jerky. It might look like one, but it's not. Just like a little nibble. Just
no,
like,
I don't even know. No like nibble. Just maybe slide your teeth across. But
Jesus!
No,
why'd
nibble.
You just go grab the cheese grater fuck. And be like, here, you lie
it's better than someone biting into your dick.
Are you going to come?
You gotta be gentle.
Yeah, I just came blood all over the floor.
You can't just fucking dig in.
Oh my God.
Jesus, dude.
This is not the fucking lunchtime buffet at Pizza Hut.
Yeah, you're not just gonna bite into the damn
thing.
You
go in looking like Platoon, come out looking like Hamburger Hill.
Oh my God.
Anyone want some Hamburger Helper?
And then I go run in my little cocoon. Oh, today my boyfriend of 4 months broke up with me via text message. He spelled my name wrong. Fuck my life. Your name
that's
saved
awesome.
In his phone. Oh, you know.
You sure about that?
The XT9 fucks you every time. Shazam says, I like how neither of them knows how to give a blowjob, but they think they know what not to do. Well, I know what
I know
it-
what feels good and what hurts.
Thank you. I know what I
that.
Like my dick to feel like.
Yeah.
Shit.
I've had good blowjobs and bad ones, so
I know.
I know a little.
Oh, man. Oh, fun. Today, my dad told me to take my stress out by getting a girlfriend. My mom laughed and said, no, that won't work. Just go jack off in the shower again. Fuck
oh,
it.
My God. That sucks.
Fuck it.
We're like, okay, you're right.
We
okay.
know because mom always showers first. This used to happen at my house a lot when I lived with my mom.
Oh,
wait, is my mom in the chat?
No.
Okay, so
the mom is not.
She's got like long red hair and shit, and her hair would get in the thing. And what you usually want to do is actually clean the hair out before you jerk off and spooge into the drain. Right, and then you leave it there, and then, you know, my brother comes in, he fucking does
right.
it, and then my stepdad, he comes in,
he
fucking
it.
Does it,
and then,
like, the next day, the more hair, it looks like a fucking little cheeseburger with, like, hair, and then
it looks
the
like
semen.
Chewbacca just got a train
yeah.
ran on
yeah,
him.
Yeah, it just, it's gross. And then, you know, no one else wants to fucking clean it out of there, you know?
No,
so it just keeps getting
because
bigger.
Not only is it your cum now, but
right.
it's your brothers
so
and your stepdad.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
so
disgusting.
Pretty soon you're in there taking a shower with
it's
cousin
a cum hair sandwich.
Yeah, it's gross.
God.
It's gross.
That's why I don't have a whole lot of hair.
That's
you
good.
Didn't notice?
Me neither.
Nothing gets clogged up.
Today is my brother's 16th birthday. He got keys to the Lexus. I'm 18, have no car, and got pajama pants and chapstick for my birthday. Fuck my life. And fuck my parents.
That sucks. Man.
I guess you were probably...
I can see who the favorite is already.
Yeah. He was probably the adopted one.
Right.
You're like, well, honey, he's our real son. You're just some bastard that was left on our doorstep.
Yeah, we felt bad we took you in. We're not
going to
give you keys
we
to the
feed
Lexus.
You. Yeah, we feed you. If we give you the keys to the Lexus,
yeah, what
you're
more
just
do
gonna,
you want?
You're going to go sell it.
Yeah, you're just going to go fucking...
Pawn it or some
thing.
Shit.
Yeah.
Today, my friends and I decided that we were going to make fun of our teacher by laughing as hard as we could. The first thing he said, because he was always cracking horrible jokes, he walked in and told us his father had just passed. I was the only one to laugh. Fuck
ouch.
My life. Oh, shit. We used to have a teacher in grade school when I went to Trinity, to that Christian school. Mm-hmm. And his thing, like, I'm sure everyone's had a teacher that had, like, one word or a phrase that they would always say over. His thing was K. Not okay, not good.
Just K.
Just K.
K.
He'd be like, K, folks, take out your textbooks, K. Turn to page 143, K. So we started... You know, a little slash mark list.
Yet.
Like, hundreds of times. Like, we would just, you'd lose track because you'd be
just
like.
Just how a lot of girls are like, just, in like, okay, you know, like, okay, they're always like, you know, it's like.
I would, like. Oh, I know,
well,
like.
Yeah, like, oh, you know how it's like sometimes.
Like, right. Like,
right.
I like similes.
Yeah, yeah, just like that.
Similes, like, or. At.
God.
Oh, fun. Today I was watching TV when the Jim Beam commercial comes on with the hot chick saying how she likes her men fat and hairy. My mom walks in and says, "See, honey, you still have a chance. Fuck my life." That had to be what that shit's for. I can't see any, like, respectable person having a real strong alcoholism problem.
No,
you know?
Not really.
Like, usually people that have that,
well, not necessarily. The people...
No, always. You can look at their life...
Well, because when you're successful and you have a lot of money, I mean, what else are you going to spend it all on other than drugs and shit?
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying is every one of the people that do, you can look at their lives and you can point out at least two things that you could understand them wanting to forget about.
Yeah,
totally.
Definitely.
Their wife, generally, being one of them.
Most the time.
And their kids, or anything else.
Or just their whole life. A lot of times. Just everything turned out awful.
Actually, it's the whole thing.
Yeah, everything.
You know that saying, the whole ball of wax? Yeah, that's my life. The whole thing. Last one. Today, I was at the airport about to listen to Disney's Camp Rock soundtrack on my iPhone. No big deal. I pressed play only to realize that my headphones weren't plugged in all the way. Synchronicity, Everyone sitting near me heard Joe Jonas's voice coming from my phone. I'm 40 years old, fuck my life. Perv. Is that like the Pied Piper? He just walks through the airport playing that on his iPhone and all of a sudden he's got a little trail of kids following him like, yay!
Exactly.
Oh, that sucks. Forgive me, Father. I have sinned.
How many days has it been since your last confession,
my son? Oh, fuck. I'm sorry, Father. Probably, like, fuck. Sorry, Father. Fuck. It's probably been since Wednesday. What is that? 6 days?
Wow.
Is that okay? Like, can I still...
I don't know. I mean, just gotta do a little overtime, I suppose.
Right. Sure. Should we play a voicemail first?
Yeah, we can do that.
You don't like sushi? Sushi is good. Sushi is good. I eat sushi at 2:30. I'm kind of high.
Yeah. I'm kind of high.
Goodbye. That's funny. That's crazy because that's from Twitter, from thejamal.com/Twitter.
Yeah.
We went to the Verizon store, and then right next door is Midori, which is sushi, I guess. I've never been there. But
never even heard of that
She's
place.
Like, oh, I want to go get sushi. I'm like, no.
Wait, where is that at? There's like 20 Verizon stores.
Right next
stores.
To the Verizon store, like right next to the Cost Cutters.
Best Buy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that area?
One. Right.
Oh,
So I don't like seafood anyway, and she's like, okay, well, I'm going to get it to go, and I'm just twittering this.
Especially
like,
seafood that isn't cooked.
I'm like, cool, why would you want to eat something that smells like nasty, rotten vagina blood? Because that's what it smells like.
Yeah.
And she, yeah, so it went. We were twittering, and she was twittering like, oh, I love this, and then I'm like, oh, cool, my truck reeks like rank snatch, and then she's like, ah, this is awesome, and I'm like, oh, this fucking sucks. So that's that's in response to.
Sweet.
I do not like sushi. And that shit was gross. It doesn't even look good. It's
it was
gross.
Fucking delicious.
It's,
just shut your mouth.
It's dead nasty.
You shut your lips and learn, buddy.
I would eat
it was delicious.
A raw piece of beef before I ate that disgusting
I would not, because that would probably kill you.
Yeah, probably, Brayden. You're
okay.
Right.
And it would also taste awful, too. So I'll just choose the sushi.
Fuck you guys.
God.
That's gross. Father, friends with benefits don't get coffee together. It's a question.
Depends.
Question
Did you have sex first?
Stop sending fucking mixed signals, Father. Friends with benefits also, I don't know if you know this or not, but they also don't spend 2 hours a night talking to each other on the phone, okay?
Well, you are friends.
Father, make up your fucking mind whether you want to be with me or not. Stop. fucking with my fragile emotions.
Shut up.
You gotta confess like you're talking about someone else, not like...
Oh, and I'm thinking about killing her.
Right.
No, it says that.
That's fine. I don't have any problem
with that.
That
sucks. That's totally, like, you know what the fuck he's talking about, huh?
Yeah, that's
I
the
fucking,
worst.
I used to know.
That's, fucking hate that.
Why would you do that?
It sucks.
Do we, I mean...
It's like, quit fucking with me.
They do get coffee together. They don't fucking do it every fucking day.
Well, no.
And they don't, after that, go somewhere else, after that, go, so, like, together. It's like, right. We meet, and then that's it, if I even want to meet you.
Yeah.
Like, you don't, you definitely don't spend 2 hours every night talking. You, if I was him, I'd just be like, so, are you gonna, like, do this or not? Because if not, I'm gonna go jerk off and smoke pot or something. Like, quit doing that. That sucks. Why can't the real... Father, why can't the real world be more like a movie? Before there were these things called movies, like, the real world was like the real world. Now, because of all these movies, we think this real world that has always been pretty much the
right,
same...
is wrong.
...is somehow magically going to be like this bullshit
right.
world that these people actually spent days and days... constructing, pretty much.
Yeah.
And that sucks, too, because then people have all these fake expectations that, like, oh, everything's gonna end just like it did in that one movie, and I model my life after this
right.
movie.
Because that shit really happened.
I'm a fucking gangster like Al Capone in this movie. It's like, no! That's not real! Can you make the differentiation between the two? Ah... So why can't the real world be more like a movie? Because you're a fucking retard. Where everybody is happy in the end, and nobody falls in love with someone who doesn't like them back. Huh. Finally, like, this totally reminds me of, like, all of the shit that I used to, like, just be like, you know, why does this suck and this?
Yeah.
It's, like, all right here.
Is this you?
No, that's
weird. Is this
weird,
your former
though.
Self?
My former self. A shell of my former self. I've never felt so lonely and lost. I don't know what I want, but I sure as hell need you, Father. Father! Today would have been 6 months. Oh, you know what it is.
What?
Valentine's Day.
Oh, right.
It's over, and now everybody broke up with everybody.
Yep.
The day after Valentine's Day is like what Black Friday is for Christmas. Like,
right.
If you want to go out and get some tail, you good? Hey, are you cool?
Is that blood that you're coughing up?
Are you cool? Get
no.
it up. Hey, arms up.
Fuck. Do you need a cigarette or something?
Are you cool?
Maybe.
Are you cool? Hey,
yeah,
spit it
I'm
up.
Good.
Oh. Oh, that you did.
Yeah, lung chunks. Yeah,
oh,
lung
cool.
Chunks.
That's so gross.
Lung chunks are the best.
Did that look like semen and hair? That
no.
was so gross.
The thing.
Tell
all right,
me,
I was taking a shower the other day, right? And I left the door open so Matt can spy on me because he's a little perverted child on the inside.
I took pictures.
And no, he didn't.
On but my it, other camera, I did.
Maybe whatever. I don't care. But I'm sitting there and I'm sick, right? So I got a bunch of crap in my nose I need to clear out. So I'm blowing my nose into my hand, and it's been clogged up all day. Like, disgusting. And I blow
like
it.
Like, from
I felt,
the from the night before.
Yeah, from the night before. I blow it, and
so
I
so there's
feel
just,
this,
like, a pound of it.
I feel this chunk of something, like, stretch my nose hole when it comes out. And it
You're giving birth.
Fucking, yeah, like, my face gave birth to something. Holy shit, where is it? And it hit the fucking bottom of the tub. I'm like, Matt, come
okay.
in here and look at this
so,
right now.
Check this out. I'm in here just chilling, and all of a sudden I hear, just this.
Come in here and
then,
quick, get in here.
No,
look at this.
No,
bring the
no,
camera.
Check this out. I hear the, and I hear something go, no shit, you guys. It went, and shit, and then I hear, holy shit, Matt, get in here. Check this out. And I'm like, no fucking way.
Dude, I sat there.
And I go. And she picks it up and she's poking it, and I'm like, ah, what the
it was
hell?
Hard.
And I poke it, and it was.
It was hard. It had blood in it and everything.
Yeah.
And then it stopped. I guess it was stopping all the blood from coming out of my nose. Because after it came out of my nose, I blew my nose again.
It's just
in my
blood.
Hand, there's just blood all over the place. I'm like, holy shit, that was holding the blood in my head. I'm going to die.
And she's in the shower, so it's dripping down. And I'm like, are you on the, holy shit, dude, that's a lot of blood.
Yeah.
And then after that, she's like, holy shit, I can breathe again.
Yeah. I was like, yes. And my nose, look, I can breathe.
All better.
It's wonderful.
Ask me about my wiener. Cool, guys.
So this one guy.
Ask me about my wiener, says brain clot. Pics or it didn't happen. Okay, I'll fucking post the pics for it.
Wait, did you take pictures of that?
Yeah,
button?
I did. I will post them. I will show you her brain clot. No, I took pictures of you naked pressed against the glass.
Her fucking
I never pressed you.
Glass
right, you actually have to pay for those. No, but she had to take her finger and like push it down the drain.
Yeah, like it wouldn't go down.
Was
I was like, dude, it's still there.
I'm like, dude, just leave it. We'll use it for a drain plug. It's fine.
It was set aside when you don't
it was
want
like
it
a
plug.
Chunk of my frontal lobe. Just like came out. Yeah.
Okay, so honestly, the rest, I just took a look, and the rest of these confessions are all about love and just, I got dumped and this sucks.
Can
except,
we just do some secret
on,
tweet?
Except for this one, and it says, I'm a 19-year-old porn star, and I am unhappy. Here's a poem, and yeah.
It's all Valentine's Day.
It is.
Bullshit.
It totally is. And this is why it was so fucking cold out on that day.
For sure. Pull up some secret tweet real quick. I want to see what.
You think it's the same?
I want to see how depressed they are about Valentine's Day, too.
Okay.
That's some harsh tone. Cool,
I know.
With their, what is it, 160 character cap?
Yeah.
Like, how depressed can
you
be?
You want me to just run through these?
Just fucking pound it.
I am loved by a wonderful man, yet I am in love with someone else. He deserves so much better than me. Why can't I love him the way he deserves? I'm 31 years old, but I don't feel 31. He called me one of his best friends, but I want to be with him so bad. It hurts. I'm afraid it would ruin our friendship if I told him. The bad will go down worst. Not worse, but worst.
The worst.
Like, hey, brought worst.
It's brought worst.
Then they gave it out. Yep. It's just that time. You finally came back to me, but I'm afraid I don't know if I want to be with you anymore. Nah. I don't understand why girls must proclaim their hate for other girls more than they choose to speak about positive things. Catty. I wish I could like you again, but you're a cunt. Instead, I find your lies and behavior disgusting. You disgust me. You haven't changed at all. I've been thinking about you. Oh, shoo-wah-wah. That's what it says.
What? How is that spelled?
O-O-O-H-H-H-dot-dot-dot. O-O-O-H-H-H-S-H-O-O. That's shoo-wah-wah.
It's O. Oh, show wah wah.
Show wah wah. I can't stop thinking about my buddy. Who? I want to be with him all the time. For myself, seemingly straight guy. Seemingly. I'm 38 years old and I've never been in a serious committed relationship. Wondering if it's too late for me. Feeling sad. And that's it.
Wow, was that a whole page?
That was a whole page. What's the time? You ready to do
We're
some fucking news?
Just over an hour.
Perfect. Every show doesn't have to be 2 hours, buddy.
No.
Call it near.
Heads.
It is absolutely heads.
Fucking
on a fucking streak, bud.
For sure.
On a streak. Oh, real quick. Sorry, before we do some news. So remember, you guys on, what was it, Wednesday's or Friday's show, I showed you that note that the people left.
That was Friday.
Friday. Don't do your laundry past 10 o'clock. So, Saturday, in the daytime, I do a load of laundry. She goes to work. She went to work. I do a load of laundry, and then I went to Sykes and did all that shit. And the washer, like, all done and shit. The note's fucking gone. I throw the clothes into the dryer. Yeah. First dryer. Fucking nothing. Put the money in, hit the button, nothing. I'm like, huh.
And take it just took your money?
Right, but like the light came on, but it wouldn't start. Right. And it used to do that, remember, a long time ago. I was yelling about that shit because I was so, I have all these wet fucking clothes and no dryer.
And so you keep losing your money
and
on
my,
it?
Right, because it would go on for like 10 minutes and then it would stop and then it wouldn't start again.
Yeah.
Now it just doesn't start. So I take all the clothes out and there's another dryer and that one works usually. Fucking put it in, put the money in, more fucking money, cha-ching, hit the button, and it goes, rib. Wow. And then I hit the button, it's just clicking. And I'm like,
God.
Fuck! I can't do it at night because some dip fuck is pulling that shit out. I can't do it in the daytime because now nothing fucking works.
No fucking cheesecake ice cream and no dry clothes. You're just asking for too much these days, I think.
Just pound my ass while you're at it. Anyone else want to turn?
Well.
Oh, use lube, but by the way, I'm fucking allergic to it.
Right.
Mom, you'll be getting the insurance claim in the fucking mail. So, I take all the fucking laundry out, her stuff from fucking work, and then some of my stuff, and I'm just looking around, finding places to hang shit so it'll dry, and I got the two little heaters, and they're circulating warm air. So, you walk in the house, and there's, like, hangers on all those cabinets with just shirts,
yes.
Her panties just chilling, socks everywhere, a fucking towel. It took, like, fucking a day and a half for all that shit to dry, and now it's all stiff and just shitty.
Because oh, yeah.
I should have took fabric softener and just rubbed it on there or something. But, oh, so I fucking, oh, I was so pissed, dude. I called the landlord, like, right then, and I'm like, dude, you're fucking, neither of the dryers fucking work now. And he's like, oh, yeah, I know, someone else just call about it. And then today, there's, like, fucking blankets out in the main room there, like, from the other people that washed some shit, but they couldn't dry their shit either.
That sucks.
It fucking sucks. Our water fucking sucks.
And you can't even bring your own washer and dryer.
I know, and I have them. They're sitting up there.
But
fuck
not,
my life.
They're not coin-operated, though.
That's fine. I know. That's
like,
and I
really
told him that, and he's like, yeah, you know I barely break even on that anyway. It's like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck
how
you.
Much doesn't really use that much electricity that
oh, I know, that we fucking pay for.
Yeah, that and they don't even fucking work, so he must make like double from all the times you have to put in twice
oh, yeah,
as
dude.
Much money
he's
just
made
to get
fucking
it dry.
At least I got a five spot in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's why
least.
He doesn't want to get it fixed, because
right.
You keep pumping money into
he's
this
like,
broken
no,
ass thing.
I fixed it the other day.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead and put some more money into
yeah.
it.
Oh, it's not fixed, or it's
oh.
broken again?
Oh,
I'll fix that.
I'll
don't
take
worry.
Your money anyway.
Yeah,
it'll
okay.
be working by tomorrow. Just go ahead and put some more in.
That just means you're not putting enough money
right.
in.
Right, you just need to put in more.
It's actually 35 cents times four. It's
yeah.
like
yeah.
an arcade game.
But by the time you put enough money in there so I can go and get it fixed, then it'll get fixed.
Yeah, then the clothes are fucking dry anyway.
Yeah.
If I'm sitting in the fucking washer all getting moldy and shit.
Cool.
The cheese is
my pants are like cardboard now.
Yeah, it sucked. The cheese is old and moldy. Okay, read story. Episode 155. Please keep bumping my mic.
This one is called Man Sentenced for Planting Syringe in Potato Chips.
What?
You
a syringe?
Me. A syringe in
potato
chips? Yeah.
Hey, were they Lay's?
Actually.
Oh. Were they?
The Frito-Lay.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I was just cracking funnies.
A 35-year-old man was sentenced to 5 years of probation for planting a syringe in a bag of potato chips. The man pleaded guilty in November to tampering with a consumer product. A federal judge ordered him Thursday not to contact Frito-Lay Corporation during his probation.
Can you actually not contact
Could
Frito-Lay?
You not? Yeah, don't call them up.
Wait, well, I love their chips,
but
though.
There's a fucking syringe in there.
That's so fantastic.
Like I had the Total Munchies.
Like a drug syringe?
Like a needle. Like
right,
fucking
like nice, dude. Like a needle, like what? Is that sign language for a needle?
For shoot it up?
Excuse me, por favor, do you have any needles?
The man
That's
originally
awesome.
Told the company last year that he noticed a funny taste while eating chips and found a syringe in the bag.
Hey, this tastes funny to you?
Oh, there's a syringe in there. That's
that
your problem.
There?
Hey, how'd that get there? They
oh,
all,
I was wondering what could stick in my hand when I went to go grab some
wonder
fucking
why it
Fritos.
Like drugs.
No shit. Their friend, they have like one junkie friend and he's always getting blamed for this kind of shit.
Fuck.
He's like, dude, it wasn't me.
I swear to God.
I swear.
Because he fucking shoots up and he leaves it in his arm, just falls out.
So was it full of drugs still? Like, was it a loaded shot ready to rock and roll, or was it just a spent probably full of AIDS and herpes?
It'll probably say, Food and Drug Administration investigator said later determined he and a friend had conspired to extort money from Frito-Lay by planting syringe, which his friend had used to inject crack cocaine.
Really?
Yeah.
So how did it end up in the chips again?
They put it in there saying that they found it in the bag so they could sue Frito-Lay for
some
money.
Some of that lay money.
The shit you think of after you shoot up
some
crack
cocaine. Is that just a newer version of the, I slipped and fell in your store, I need a baggie out of me.
Right.
That kind of thing.
Well, that was probably his fucking last hit, and he had no money for some crack, so he was like, how can we get some money for this crack? Well, I got this bag of Fritos.
What do I have around here that could hurt me? Oh, needle.
Or what could I make money off of? Well,
that's so great.
I sue this company.
Would you not think that Frito-Lays would be like, are you fucking crazy?
Yeah, a fucking syringe.
Are you retarded?
How many times? I mean, I could see if it's happened in the past.
Yeah.
Or maybe Frito has a bad reputation of hiring, you know, shady junkies. Because you can actually pay them
but
and not
I bet
money.
You, I bet you all those chips, they're bagged by machines.
Right.
Just
machines
an assembly line.
Are junkies too, my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see them if they're like sniffing oil and fucking shooting up shit.
Yeah.
And fucking machines are bad, man. They
will.
They'll stick you for
shit.
Your money and then they'll go buy fucking syringes.
Yeah.
That's how it happens.
That's what happens.
Man.
In 2006, the man filed a complaint against Frito-Lay claiming he found a hole in a bag of baked. Baconettes.
Sound it out, bro. Baconettes?
Yeah, I've never heard of them.
Is that real?
I don't know.
Is that here?
I think so.
Oh,
in Denver.
Bacons. I don't know what the fuck that is. Whatever.
I don't
so
know.
There was a needle.
It felt sick after eating them.
Right. That's because you're all out of dope.
Yeah.
That's actually called withdrawals.
Right.
Good luck with that. You have about 4 more months.
Have
Holy
fun.
Shit.
And that's it for that story.
That's a fantastic story. Could you?
Really,
like, when did that sound like a good idea?
Right after he shot up some coke,
I guess. Hey, you know what sounds good? Let's actually put that in there.
And then
we'll
can
take it
to that for money and then go buy
it's
some
like,
more
hey,
coke.
What happened to the lady that put a part of a finger in her Wendy's chili? She actually got arrested for that.
Yeah.
You're going to put a syringe in... I don't know. I would get a job.
He only got
maybe?
5 years probation.
Get a job. This is the result of people having way too much fucking time on their hands. If you were at work, you wouldn't be sitting around going, "Huh? How can I make some quick fucking money?"
He'd be shooting up in the bathroom.
Or
probably.
Or is this the product of our growing recession?
That.
Are we going to see more shady things like this happening?
Well, people are going
to suggest cash. Well, it's just another drug addict trying to get some money for more drugs, just like how we had that story about people selling a baby on Craigslist saying
for meth
because they need money for meth, so we're going to sell our baby.
I'm just a dog trying to get a bone, man.
Yep.
That's
Throw
all.
Me a bone.
I'm just a dude trying to get some lays, man. That's all.
Oh,
that's all. All right. Well, is that it for that story?
Yeah.
All right. This one is called Some Women Driven to Baby Addiction. You know,
really?
We have a lot of addictions in this world. My 2009 is full of all these fantastic addictions. You have World of Warcraft, heroin, cocaine, just
pills.
We'll lump those all in with drugs. Sex. We have reality TV shows built around the fucking idea of addiction.
Uh-huh. Porn.
Right? Exactly.
Which is a different addiction than sex,
Baby
even.
Addiction.
Huh.
Not to be confused with, like, pedophiles who are actually addicted to fucking babies.
Right.
This is actually the addiction of just having babies.
Yeah.
Now...
That's crazy.
Oh, goodness.
I remember hearing somewhere about girls... I just have to say this because it just came to mind. I can't remember where, but, like, it was some story about how there was these girls that wanted to have kids because... They discovered that they could have the best orgasms from having the kid.
That was on Distorted.
Yeah,
well, played.
Yeah, that's how it was.
How to take childbirth and instead of having it be all painful,
right.
When the baby comes out, you actually come.
Yeah,
wait,
they
you're
actually
about,
orgasm from it.
You're talking about when they're giving birth,
right.
They're having an orgasm
right.
With this child coming out of their vagina. They're having an orgasm.
I never.
How
my son.
Twisted can
my
you
son.
It's
be?
Not twisted. It's just she's it's so it fucking loose that it needs to be that stretched for it to feel
my son
like
just made me come.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Okay, think of it that way. That's gross.
Yeah, I know what
that's
you
just fucking disgusting. It's a little kid coming out going,
I know.
Yeah.
Hey, can you ring the bell on your way out?
Yeah, hit that shit, bing.
I know, yeah. I mean, you have to have sex to get pregnant, have a kid, but actually giving birth to a kid shouldn't be all that sexual.
That shouldn't be fun. That should not be fun.
Yeah.
Is it sad, though, that when the baby made her come, but the husband has never made her come? And then all the rest of their life together, she's always like, your son can make me come. And he
but
just,
his cum created that baby.
Right.
So in reality, technically, he made
was
her
part
cum.
Of it. He was
half of it.
He was once removed.
He was 50% of the ingredients, you know.
So when moms always want a newborn, even at the expense of other children, then you can consider it classified a baby addiction. Nadia Silman might be on your minds, and I think she's part of the story here, of course.
That's the one with the octuplet,
right? The octopussy is, I think, Keith and the Girl coined it. Right, the octopussy.
That's
While it was once common for American families to have 6, 7, or even more children, today the sight of such a large brood makes many people stop and ask a seemingly simple question. Really? No. Why is the question. I ask, really? 6 or 7 or 8? Even that.
Like one tops, man.
Two at the most. But
no,
then,
I'm going to go with one.
Only if you have some friends that aren't having any. You can have one for them.
And if you have the money to support them.
Exactly.
Properly.
Financially stable. Yeah. Mentally stable.
Like you actually, I mean, you can be financially stable and not be able to afford to have two kids.
You have to be well off, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
have to be able to fucking afford it.
Don't make it a fucking mistake. And I was a mistake.
Can we make a new law? If you're on welfare, you're not allowed to have kids. Let's just.
Yeah, for sure. Right.
Let's just start.
I'm surprised that's not a fucking law.
Foundation. That's our foundation. We're going to build on that.
We just poured some concrete down.
If you're homeless, if you live with your parents, if you're on welfare, if you're getting food stamps, don't have kids.
Can we just say that if you rent, you can't have a kid? You actually have to own your house before you can have kids. Can we say that?
That would be.
Is that okay?
I think that would be great.
I'm just on the basis to where if something happens to you, your children will have a place to live. We don't want you get killed. Rent's not getting paid. Now they're homeless. We want them
and
to have a home.
And
okay.
Everything is in your
so
name.
Law two. You have to have your own home. You have to. Your name has to be on that shit as owner. You can't have any liens or outstanding debts, anything like that. Can we also, while we're at it, you have to have a credit score of at least, what's the max?
I don't
know. Okay, well, at least the max. Can we say that? Just for a while.
A credit
score not forever.
At least
the max. Just for a minute.
Or at least just a good credit score.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
you'd be able to buy a car
$650+.
Can I put it this way then? If
that's
you
good.
If you had to pay a deposit to get your cell phone, you can't have kids. Can we do that? Hmm. Okay. I just want to throw that out there.
Hey, I have good credit.
Well, I'm just saying.
I bought me a car.
But you're never having a fucking kid, ever.
No, I will not.
Unless it's taking it from someone else, and that's just if you're the middleman in a child to sell, you know? Like, hey, you know where to get any whiteys?
Like we were talking
about,
like, hey, we can adopt one for like 6 months and claim that on our taxes and
right,
just give
and
it
then,
back.
Or kill it. Or give it, I like
we're
my
not
way.
Getting arrested
right.
Well, for murder.
Can you just give it back and keep
take
the
care
money?
Of it for like a month or two and then claim it on your taxes and, you know.
Or get the money from that, buy a fucking quap, flip the quap, buy a half, flip the half, get a whole.
Right.
Sell
oh my God.
That, then yep. give the kid back. Or
this
if the kid's old enough, you can have him actually sell the shit
hey,
for you.
Right. That works. Adopt like a 17
totally.
Year old.
Hey, let one grow up so he can be your little
hey,
worker.
How's your downline? Looks like a fucking pyramid. You know who's at the top? That's me, king
that's
of the castle.
Me.
No big deal.
That's what these fucking big families are. They're fucking pyramids.
They're fucking abominations is what they are. Plenty have been asking that ever since the news broke that California mom Nadia Silman gave birth to octuplets after already having 6 other children, and celebrities such as Angelina Jolie, Mia Farrow, who have large families, have long been an endless source of public curiosity and speculation.
Yeah, but they can afford to have
exactly.
as many kids as they want.
They actually meet the criteria we just set
yeah,
forth as
they,
law.
They, right. you know, far surpass that, actually.
There's not always a simple reason why people create uncommonly large families. See, so they're going to get, it's not just like, oops, I got fucked and he didn't pull out. Like,
right.
there's an actual
there's
deeper,
just something about being human that makes people want to have
certain
a lot of
people,
kids.
There's
yeah.
a deep seated,
right?
Yeah, it's like genetic or some
yeah.
shit.
Yeah, but see, if you're rich and sorry, if you're rich and well off and stuff, and you just want to have kids because you can afford it, and then you just pawn off your kids on like the babysitter or the nanny.
Yeah, no,
or whatever,
you can't do that either.
That's not
no.
cool, dude. Your kids need to know that, like, you know, you're their parents. So
that's
you
another
be-
law. If you have a kid, you have to actually take care of it. And yeah. if anyone is found to be operating daycares, they will be raided and arrested, and the kids will be murdered.
And if you're gonna have like a bunch yeah. of kids, and you already have kids, you have to adopt whatever
no,
kids
you
have.
No, you have to wait till your kids have moved on and are now well off. Like, you can't
yeah.
claim them on your taxes.
If you're gonna
say.
Have kids, just fucking do it right. I mean, don't fuck this kid's life
but
up.
Honestly, for like the next 15 years, can we just all not
just not have,
any?
Have kids? That'd be wonderful.
None at all. Can we do that? Okay, just for like 5 or 10 years. Just
so
let
the, yeah, 5 years would probably be like that would a lot of people would die in 5 years
yeah.
if no one was having kids
probably.
During that.
That's all.
That'd be
just,
wonderful.
Hey, that just even it out. That's yeah. all I'm saying. Not
just
symmetry.
Out the herd.
Right
down
now,
a little bit.
Right now, we're like 3/4 on the wrong side. We need it like even again. It's fucking with right. my OCD, you guys. Come on. Some parents cite religious or cultural reasons for having many children. Some say they just love kids and feel that they can provide a big family with a stable, loving home. Others say, holy shit, I was totally drunk. Some want to help family in need, so they add to their biological families through adoption. I'm sure that makes it weird for, like, if you already have, say, 3 kids that are yours,
right.
and then,
and
you,
then
adopt
you adopt
one, like, that's got to be weird for the one outcast,
the
so
one adopted, especially, you know, like, if it's a baby, and when it
right.
grows up, you finally tell them.
You're giving it all the attention, so your kids are already not going to like them because mm-hmm. of that. And then
right.
once they get older, it's like Macaulay Culkin,
and they're
going to
be like,
son,
well,
where he's killing the other one.
Yeah,
and
it's like,
the
they're not even my real brother or sister, so...
Right.
Well, it doesn't matter.
So sometimes the desire to keep having children can be rooted in complex psychological issues dating as far back as one's childhood. Can we blame it on, oh, I was fingered in the butt when I was a kid?
Something.
Just say, hey, I just like to fuck, and I'm sorry I'm not very smart, so I forgot to...
Hey, I'm sorry that the only thing that makes me orgasm is this fucking kid
this
coming
kid.
Out.
That's not my fault. In certain cases, experts say it can become a compulsion, an obsession, or even a baby addiction. That's... Is that like Jane's addiction?
You better go to rehab.
Yeah. You,
yes.
They need to start a rehab
Dude,
for that crap.
I
yeah.
swear to God, Nat, this Suhlman bitch is going to be the next person on Celebrity Rehab. I'm
yes.
calling it right now.
Yes.
Right now. I guarantee it. That's where this is going. It's been... This has been planted from the start. I guarantee
oh,
it.
I totally.
They're like, we're going to fucking in vitro some shit. She's going to say she has a baby addiction. Boom. Dr. Drew, can you handle this?
No, they're just run out of, you know, addiction
ideas.
Options. Yeah, it's
right.
like, well, what else can we get people addicted to?
While the current book of psychiatric diagnoses, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, has no entry on baby addiction, mental health professionals say they see patients, mostly women, who desperately want to keep having newborns, even when they already have several children and are not managing their family situation well.
It's because they like babies.
Do you,
they
I
just like
stupid.
The babies.
No,
and then
no.
once they grow up and they're not babies anymore, they want another baby.
I think it's an excuse. I think, because think, if you're a chick and you're pregnant, all the attention you get, your husband is all of a sudden doing things for you that normally he doesn't do. I think they're addicted to the whole
Every,
attention
yeah.
part of it.
Everybody
well,
runs up
too,
to you
yeah.
and like, feels
well,
your belly.
Yeah.
Oh, when are you due?
Exactly.
Oh, you look so
That's
good
it.
When you're pregnant. Oh, it's so cool.
That's
Where are you going to have it at? What's the name? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah,
it's attention.
Stupid.
It's all attention. And then when it comes out for the next, like, say, 4 to 8 months after that, it's all still nice attention.
Right.
And then
oh, your
after
baby's
that,
so adorable.
Right, after that, it's like shooting drugs for a while. It's great at first, but after that, it kind of goes away.
Everyone's
then,
seen that
then
baby.
You shoot up again, or you have another baby, and
yeah.
you start the cycle all over again. That's so fucked up. We're so smart. I just figured this out for you guys. You're welcome. TheJamHole.com/donate. We figured it out. Oh, fuck. They say, is a big red flag, no matter what term is used to describe it. It can be an addiction, a family therapist says, and, she's an author, whatever. Peterson has seen several women in her practice who've been overwhelmed with four or five children, including those with special needs. So when they have a bunch like that, they usually have a retarded one, so they want to have another one.
Right.
Somebody, I think Keith was saying that Natalie Suhlman's, like, at least three of her kids are fucking retarded already.
Yeah, like...
It's like they just came out, and they're already fucking running around eating each other's faces and shit. That's so awesome, dude. Hey,
I wonder
if
that just has anything to do with having lots of kids. Like, just after having a lot, do they just start, like,
eating each other?
They just get worse.
They merge into one big, giant octo baby.
Like your first baby, healthy baby.
Devastator!
Fuck.
Oh, that's so great. Oh, I need to watch that again.
That's a great episode.
I love that shit. We all devastate. Oh, I love that shit. So some of the women were suffering with depression or panic attacks, and yet when their youngest child becomes a toddler, they wanted another baby. So as soon as they hit that toddler age, that's when that high or all that attention goes away,
right?
And then they got to shoot up again.
Anymore.
Right.
That's what I was saying. Like a lot of girls that have kids, they just love babies. Oh, it's so cute.
They
it's
do
so
get
adorable.
A lot of attention off.
Yeah,
them, and
they
that's
get a lot.
Why.
Exactly. But once it grows up, it goes away. So they want to have another baby so they can get that back.
See, my parents were different about it. They were like, "Holy crap! Finally, it stopped whining and shitting all over the place. I'm so happy." You know, they got over it real quick. The only reason why they had another kid after me is because they wanted a boy, and that was it. They got a boy, and he's gay, so whatever, fuck, you know, they hate everything now.
He's cool, though.
He is cool. He's a great, he's a
gonna
great kid.
We should have him on Wednesday, because you're not going to be here, and it's an early show, so we can get him home.
Yeah, well, if you want to drive him home.
Well.
That's cool.
If I stay out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want to.
Why, are you going to be sleeping in his bed?
Maybe.
Probably.
What's it
to
you? Jealous?
To
you jealous? Hey, that's cool. You want to give me some attention?
No.
You want to impregnate me?
Brayden, you can totally keep Matt company.
You can. Yeah.
He's into guys like you. Mikey's kind of built like you. He's totally into that.
I know he's into me. He's been into me since we started doing this show.
He loves you.
You should have seen
if you had a vagina. He'd
it
be
was
all
like
over
fucking
you.
Gay Fest 9000 when we first started the show.
Like, you can't listen to those episodes.
No, like
I think
it's just fucking this every episode. You don't even know.
Yeah.
Just fucking
like
button heads
I think
nonstop.
I love you.
I threatened his asshole at least once or twice an episode. Yeah. And your mother's asshole.
Yes, he did. He actually said he was going to have sex with my mom.
Right. Sorry. Huh? What?
Oh, wait. Not that one. That one.
Oh.
Really, guys? You just...
What?
What just happened?
What? Oh, are we doing a show?
Yeah,
still?
We're fucking...
Oh, I'm
what?
Sorry.
Did you forget something?
No, she's...
God.
She's like...
I forgot to tell her that when we're doing this, when people ask questions like that, you don't. Just,
you don't.
It's fine.
It's
just
stupid questions.
Someone else will fill them in. Oh, yeah, this is the fine. Show. This is my not girlfriend, Danny. Maybe she'll get naked if you go to thejamhole.com/donate and buy a shirt. That's
or donate enough
it's
money.
Possible.
$20, two shirts. They look kind of like this. Like this.
Hey, no, you should totally get shirts like chick shirts.
I know. We have to sell.
And chicks will buy them.
We have to sell these first.
Well, fucking sell
them
already.
We have no more money. Unless you can go hit another 6 out of 6, and then we can.
Maybe.
Maybe you should invest. Hey, maybe you should invest some of that money.
But if you don't hit another 6 out of 6, you'll probably take that much longer to get those shirts.
Probably.
hey, I'm just going to go get one made for me.
Okay, yeah, fuck all y'all bitches.
Yeah, exactly. If they like mine, then maybe they'll donate more.
That's
and they'll
a
be
good
like,
idea.
Hey, hey, I like that shirt. You should totally get a shit ton of those made, and I'll buy it.
That's a fantastic idea.
That is a good idea. I'm going
to
do that.
Do it to it. Quote, if you're just having babies to complete something in yourself that never got completed, you really are talking about an addiction. And that's sad. Without personally treating Suhlman, mental health experts acknowledge they can't say for sure what her motivations are, but that there are similarities to these other women, as well as additional troubling signs. You know what?
Shit, hang on. Sorry.
Really?
Wow.
Her shit disappeared. I had to bring it back. Shut up.
Hey, remember at the beginning of the show when I was like,
yes,
if you
I know. Shut up.
What did I say?
I know what you said. Shut up.
I
tried to get it as quick as I could. Leave
hey,
me alone.
Matt, rubber face in it.
That is no. That is no. Look what you did. No. So. The weird thing is about the Natalie Suhlman thing, or whatever the fuck her name is that she has a publicist and stuff.
What the fuck do you need that for?
How many mothers do you know that have a publicist?
One that need that much more attention.
I'm just saying, because they're like, well, without having had treated her, we don't know what her motivations are. But because she has a publicist, we can take a shot in the dark and say maybe she's trying to make a little of that fucking sympathy money, you know?
I got all these kids that I can't afford. Like, how about you give me some money?
My mom had me and my brother. She didn't go out and get a fucking publicist, right? No. She didn't have a PR person or anything like that.
She just raised her fucking kids.
Exactly. Like, what do you want? A fucking medal? Call Guinness. Don't call...
Yeah. You've had the most, and it wasn't even natural.
And you were on welfare. Cool.
Yeah.
Those are our kids.
Have more.
Those are the us of A's kids.
We're paying for those.
All of us. We all each get like a minute. It's like timeshare. You just gave birth to timeshare kids.
You know, and they fucking want, you see those commercials on TV where like, you could support the life of a starving child in Africa for only 10 cents a day. I already fucking do that in America!
It's like, hey, Sally, I do that, but all my money's going to the fucking three kids that I actually helped give birth to.
And it's a bigger chunk than that. I know. My paycheck, too.
I tried giving my fucking ex-wife $3 a week. She was like, what the fuck is this? I'm like, hey, that's twice what Sally said you guys should get.
See, what am I going to do with this?
I know. Fuck. Bullshit.
Seriously.
So, you know, I'm about done with this story. They're just kind of talking about kids and psychology, and I really don't like kids, so who cares? I just wanted to kind of talk about that. That's pretty interesting.
Very
that
crazy.
We're coming out with new addictions, which is weird. Is
and
it
that
just...
you can have that many kids at once. Yeah.
That's weird, too.
And the whole part about it being like,
You know what it reminds me of? You know how, like, when Mexicans cross the border and shit, and they live, and there's, like, 20 Mexicans in, like, a studio apartment? Yeah. That's what it was like being in her fucking twat. You get up
all
in the morning,
fucking, in
and
studio.
You look around, and everyone's trying to stretch. Oh, they're like, oh, excuse me. Oh, sorry, pardon. Hey, excuse, you know.
One's dick is in the other one's mouth.
I know. It's like, man, it's getting crowded in here.
Yeah, it's like, I'm a virgin. No, I already...
I'm not.
I just killed
you. You know, I think that after...
that would have been funny, too.
Almost.
They should have, like, a limit on how many children you should be allowed to have and whatnot. And after you have that amount, your shit should be sewed up.
Hey, we passed that law, like, what, half a year ago?
Well, I wasn't here for that, so go fuck yourself.
That's true. That's a fantastic idea.
It is.
If I was a doctor, that makes me almost want to be one of those doctors just so that every single time I delivered a baby, I did my part and I staple gun that shit. So if you want to have sex again, you have to get a staple remover and physically, fucking pull that
it's
shit
just
out
like,
yourself.
No, I'm good. Let's just
or
not do it.
You can take it in the asshole and never have kids again. That's your thing. If you have kids, you'll have to take it in the asshole.
Yep.
Do you want ass sex or do you want to just not have, you know? I think that would be good. And that's it for that story.
Awesome. What's
the time? I think we're about done.
1:41, man.
Do you got another good story or are you good?
That was my best one.
Okay, because my voice is dying. So, well, are you good?
I'm good. You don't sound bad, though.
I know. My fucking voice is
killing. Mine isn't too bad.
Tit Nazi says, are you guys into butt sex? She is. I'm into, like, giving it. Her brother is.
My brother is. Oh, yeah.
Oh, we broke the bell. That's how funny this episode was.
Good. No, I'm not big on butt sex. Thank you.
Oh, it's fun. I'll take a finger every now and then, but that's the extent of it. Right, Brayden?
Right.
Say goodnight, Brayden.
Goodnight, Brayden.
Oh, fuck. TheJamel.com/donate. Help get us to New York. April, what is it, 14th, 15th, 16th, something like that?
Some shit.
We're there. Get us plane tickets. Email us, info@thejamel.com.
Send us money.
Send us money.
Go.
PayPal us money.
Yeah.
Send us real money. P.O. Box 3652, Kalispell, Montana, 5903.
Or you can just buy us plane tickets and send it to us.
E-tickets. Cool. E-ticket that shit. Email info@thejamel.com.
Do it. That way we don't spend it on drugs or something.
Right. Tomorrow, leave us messages, 406-204-GOT-P. That spells 4687. We'll play them on Wednesday's show. Follow us on Twitter, thejamhole.com/Twitter. You can follow Danny on thejamhole.com/Danny, D-A-N-N-I. You can follow you.
Don't even fucking bother.
He never posts anything.
Right. You can find him on
there. I forget about it.
It's cool.
thejamhole.com/MySpace, thejamhole.com/forums, thejamhole.com/YouTube. Fuck. That's it. We'll see you guys Wednesday for episode 156?
Yes.
I'll probably be working. I won't be here.
You won't be here, but we'll be here holding it down.
Her gay brother will probably be here.
West Side, yeah. You'll see some butt sex. Goodbye.
I could be here for it. You are listening to The Jam. The Jam, the Jam, the Jamhole.com.